Turkey. Did you know these facts about Turkey? Istanbul was founded in 659 BC. It is the only city in the world located on two continents, Asia and Europe. The largest Neolithic human settlement, with the longest history of continuous habitation since 7000 BC, was found in Çatalhöyük, Turkey. Two of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the Temple of Artemis and the Mausoleum of Halicarnassus, are in Turkey. The prophet Abraham is thought to have been born in Şanlıurfa, southeastern Turkey. Mimar Sinan, born in Kayseri and living in the 16th century, is considered to be one of the world's greatest architects. Julius Caesar uttered his famous words, Veni, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered, in 47 BC, after defeating Pharnaces II, the ruler of Pontus, which was a northeastern province of Asia Minor, on the southern coast of the Black Sea. The ancient city, founded in Gaziantep, on the shallowest part along the shores of the river Euphrates in 300 BC, was conquered by the Romans in the 1st century BC and renamed Zeugma. At the time, with a population of over 80,000, Zeugma was one of the largest cities in the world and bigger than Pompeii and Londinium, London. St. Nicholas, who became popular as Santa Claus, was born in Demre on Turkey's Mediterranean coast. Unveiled at the Topkapı Palace in 1929 and drawn by the renowned Turkish sailor Piri Reis, 1457 to 1555, the Piri Reis map of 1513 bewildered the world of science, since the mountain ranges in Antarctica, the northern and southern coasts of the American continents, even the mountain chains and their summits only discovered in 1952 with acoustical devices, were accurately located and shown on it. Turks gave the Dutch their famous tulips. The Virgin Mary's house, where she spent her last days, situated on the top of Bulbuldar, Ephesus, is considered as a holy place for all religions. According to legend, Noah's Ark landed on Ara Dağ, Mount Ararat, in eastern Turkey. Aşure, a pudding with 40 ingredients, said to have been the last meal on Noah's Ark, is still served throughout Turkey. Homer was born in Izmir on the west coast of Turkey, and he depicted Troy in his epic, the Iliad. The city of Troy, the site of the ancient Trojan Wars, is located in western Turkey. For centuries, Turkey has been a home and refuge to Jews, Christians, and non-Turkish Muslims. The famous Ottoman Sultan, known to the Europeans as Suleiman the Magnificent, was a poet who wrote hundreds of poems praising love and condemning greed for worldly things. Hezarfen Ahmed Çelebi was the first man who flew a significant distance using wings across the Bosphorus. The colour turquoise comes from the clean sea colour on the Aegean coast in Turkey. The first university in history is in Harran, Turkey. Turkey is one of the richest countries in the world in water resources and boar minerals. The Ottoman Mehter Janissary was the first military band. Its music inspired many contemporary composers. Women in Turkey were given the right to vote and be elected to public office in 1934, well before those rights were granted to Swiss women. Anatolia is the origin of the names of Paris, Philadelphia, and Europe. Turkey is the first and only country to establish a Children's Day. Tolerance to other religious beliefs was a noteworthy attribute of the Ottoman Turkish rule. Since the 1920s, the motto of the Turkish Republic has been the words of its founder, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk: peace at home, peace in the world. Writing was first used by people in ancient Anatolia. The first clay tablets date back to 1950 BC. One of the biggest and best preserved theatres of antiquity is Aspendos, on the southern coast of Turkey, where international music festivals are held each year. Smallpox vaccination was introduced to England and Europe from Turkey by Lady Montagu in the early 18th century, after Turkish physicians saved her son's life. Throughout history, Anatolia has been a bridge between Europe and Asia, where people of different origins have come together and mingled with those already there, each time creating a new synthesis.